Episode number 130, Camaro Shows and Updates.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everyone, for another Monday morning episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
I'm tired as hell.
Yeah. It's been a long weekend, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm Jason.
And I'm Chris.
See, the reason why I'm so tired is I finally got an LCD TV, and I want it mounted on the wall. One of the members there, more prominently in the lounge, but an overall good guy, his name is Mike Johnson, but he's better known as Mike94ZLT1. And if that doesn't ring a bell, he's the guy with the avatar with the shark that has the cat face in it. So now everybody knows who I'm talking about. He does home theater installation. That's his business. And he did a phenomenal job on mine. And I just got a basic, just wall mount install. But top-notch quality, man. He does some good stuff. So anybody in the, anywhere in the country, but mostly in the Michigan Great Lakes area, if you need a home theater installation done from basic to, he had some stories about some pretty wild stuff.
Yeah.
Shoot him a PM. Shoot him an email, or if you want his phone number, you can PM me or email me. He did a great job. Thanks a lot, Mike. And that's why I'm so sleepy, because it's a lot of work, man, even for a basic install.
I know. Your TV's pretty damn huge, too.
Yeah. You know what the funny thing is the more I look at it, the smaller it seems to get.
Really?
Yeah.
And it looks pretty huge on that wall.
Not anymore.
No?
Not after you watch it for a while. No. You get used to it quickly. And then you think, well, I should have got a bigger one. But yeah, hey, it's Monday again, right?
Monday.
Right on.
Everybody's used to it now.
Hope so. This is the third?
Third one.
Third one, yep. Mm-hmm. And it's the way it's going to be from now on, so get used to it, yeah. Bitches. I'm tired and cranky. Leave me alone. Hey, I got my Trailblazer back from the
beautiful,
body shop.
Yeah.
I talked about the big chunk of concrete that hit it. Yeah, I knew this was going to happen. I posted this in the lounge, too. I had a thread going about it. As soon as I left the body shop, I got on the highway. The instant all four wheels got on the highway, a stone came up and hit my windshield and chipped it.
Doesn't that just figure?
I could have almost said, hey, here it comes, and then bang, there it is. So I had to have come out to my parking lot at work and fix that, and they got about maybe 70% of it gone.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Michigan Roads and Michigan Tax System and Legislature and Government. I'm blaming you. Yes, that's right, I am.
Yeah.
I'm cranky. But hey, we got some good news here. We got some show updates.
Yeah.
For the... son of a bitch. I clicked the wrong thing. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, Scott Settlemyer sent us a few updates for the Camaro Concept show schedule. And there's an interesting note in here that I just like to point out in case you missed it. Bumblebee comes off the show circuit after the Dallas-Pittsburgh event, which is at the end of April, to, quote, save the world once again.
All right.
So I think that's pretty much...
They must be starting to film for Transformers 2.
Doing some filming.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Shows that were added were... or updated was Peoria, Illinois. It was possibly incorrectly mentioned as sometime in April, but the correct date that I have is April 4th through the 6th. Nashville, March 21st through the 23rd. Minneapolis, March 8th through the 16th. And Atlanta, April 19th through the 27th. All of this can be found in the Camaro Concept Show Schedule, latest and greatest, always updated, in the 2010 Camaro General News and Discussion Forum.
Sticky to the top?
Sticky to the top, baby.
Yeah, can you believe it's March already?
It's no, March. I can't, because it's still freaking cold.
It's still winter.
Ugh. Well, I know.
A couple more weeks, it'll be spring.
Well, it's supposed to be like 40 today, so let's go swimming.
I know.
Let's go hit the lake. Also, this came in the form of email from our good friend Scott Settlemyer. The Indy event back at the Brickyard. This was last year in the Detroit area.
Yep. That was in August last year.
And then before that, it was always considered the Bowling Green event.
Yeah.
Now it's in Indianapolis, which I think is a fine place for it because of the facility. I'm going to read you the email that Mr. Scott Settlemyer sent, better known as the F-Bot Father. He says, good morning, Camaro and... I'm still tired. Good morning, Camaro comrades and Firebird friends. New information is out there. on host hotels for the biggest Camaro Firebird show ever. Indy 08, back at the Brickyard, presented by the Central Indiana Camaro Club and General Motors. The web address is indycamaro.com/indy08/showindex.htm to book your hotel rooms and register online for the event. Note that you should book your rooms over the Indy Camaro website address that I just gave you, as you will receive the discounted rate through the Indianapolis Visitors Bureau. If you've already booked your rooms, you may want to call back and ask for the special rate. For those with children who want to hang out, there's a water park there at the Holiday Inn. The Comfort Inn and Suites will be somewhat quieter if you want to escape from the water. Please keep an eye on the site, the IndyCamaro.com site, for more information on the schedule. They're working through the details right now. Should have more information up in the next couple of months. Please note that there will also be a Saturday night banquet limited to approximately 1,000 people, so keep an eye on the site as well. Registration does not include the banquet. This event is open to all Camaros, Firebirds, Chevrolet pace cars, and Pontiac pace cars. Please share this with your club members and website members. You do not want to miss this event, and I agree. This is not to be missed.
Right. We're going.
Yeah, we're going to go. We're going to try and do a summit there, just like we did here in Detroit.
Yeah, that was fun.
So. It was a good time, man. We got to meet some cool people.
We'll do that
again. We're going to include the link in the show notes, right,
yes.
Chris?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be promoting this a lot because we're going to be there, and we want to meet as many people as possible. This promises to be a great event.
I can't wait.
I think it's... I.
What are the dates again? It's in August, right?
You know what? I don't think he mentioned he didn't mention the dates in the entire email.
Probably just because it's on the website.
Well, yeah.
I know it's in the beginning of August sometime.
Yeah, well, we'll put that in the show notes as well. But, you know, indycamaro.com/indy08/showindex.htm. So we'll probably, I should probably make a post and stick it to the top of the, of the 2010 General News Forum. So we got another email.
Yeah, we did.
Did we not?
Bring it up here. This is from our good friend, Tim Damiano.
Good luck, man.
Hey, guys. Thanks for reading my email. It's really cool to hear about what you guys are into. I like Guitar Hero myself, but I am nowhere near expert level. Video games, books, and sports, the three best things in life. Next to cars, of course. And Jason.
Yeah.
Don't feel too bad about how long it's taking to fix your Trailblazer. I got backed into in my 91, and it hit the back part of the door and a little of the rear quarter, and it took the body shop 3 weeks to fix it.
Ow.
But at least I got a rental. Rentals are fun. They only wanted to give me the subcompact POS car, but I sprang for the extra and got the pickup. That was fun. Not nearly as fun as a Cobalt SS would be, but it sure was a good thing, and I got the insurance. It came back with a few scratches and it didn't have before. I've also had a few bad and crappy rental cars. One time I had a 98 Grand Am, and that car was the single biggest turd of a car. I hated it. The brakes were so bad, you would hit the pedal and change lanes to the right. And there were a few other issues with that car, but I don't want to get too far into that. As for the third gens with the drop-down plates, there have been a few times that I thought about relocating the filler neck in my 91 to behind the plate, but I never got the ambition. In response to what you and Bayer Z28 said here in Southern Cali, just outside LA, it was high 70s for the whole last week, pushing into the 80s today, and high 70s for the rest of the week. Last month, I was out in Texas visiting family, and there were some mornings where it was in the low teens, but it averaged high 30s to low 40s. It was great, a nice change from what we get out here. And one more thing. My last name is pronounced Damiano. But don't feel bad, because no one gets it right. Just one more thing I have to put up with almost every day. Anyways, keep the good work, and I'll talk to you later. Tim Damiano.
Hey, thanks for reading that, Mr. Frieza. How many times has your name been butchered?
I don't know. For some reason, people see my last name as having two E's and one Z, except when it's actually one E and two Z's. I don't know.
They misprinted that. Hell, one time in that one magazine article, when they interviewed you, they misspelled your first name.
Riss.
Don't ask me how the hell they got the C and the W mixed up with each other. But, hey, while you were reading that, great email from Tim there. You might have heard me typing. I pulled up the dates for the indie event. It's actually not August. September 19th through the 21st.
Oh, it's September.
Mm-hmm. Usually in August, so.
Yeah.
I can't stress how cool of an event this is going to be. So, anyway, I just wanted to get that out of there before we move into the usual information on how to get a hold of us.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
It's just that easy. We didn't get any voicemails this week, just the one email.
Yeah, which is cool.
It's a little quiet, but yeah. That's fine.
No big deal. We like it, but definitely pick up the phone whenever the urge strikes.
Something else we're working on here.
Yeah, we've been working on it here and there, and we're not going to give out a whole lot of details, but we're just going to let you know that we're going to make things a little easier for everybody. The big issue is Camaro pricing. That's probably about as hot as the B-pillar, T-top, top dog...
Interior.
It's up there. It's in the top 10 issues that people go off the deep end.
with the new fifth-gen Camaro.
Right. Here's the deal. We have always said, you know, do not pay... over sticker, you know, don't go
for
crazy, don't pay dealer markups. We even have the domain name refusecamaromarkups.com,
right?
And we may be putting that to good use in the near future. We are going to be setting up in sorts a dealer program, so we can put dealers who will charge 0% over MSRP or $0 over MSRP,
yeah.
Rather with good buyers like you folks listening right now,
right?
So
if you go into your local dealership and they have a $10,000 markup, what do they call that? A market adjustment price, usually. You can tell them to, politely take that and shove it where the sun doesn't shine and find a dealer. There's going to be plenty of dealers, good dealers, that aren't going to gouge you, that aren't going to charge you anything over sticker.
And we're going to try and find them for you.
Right.
We're going to make it so they can list their inventory and... It's all in the works. We got we're a few months away, but we're just letting you know that if it's a concern, fear not. We're going to take care of it.
That's right.
We're going to make it easy for you, and it's going to be good. Feature packed and only the way CamaroZ28.com can do for you. So, other than that,
it's not a whole bunch going on this week.
No, it's pretty quiet. It usually gets this way right around the beach, just before spring, where there's like a little bit
lull.
Of a lull.
Yeah.
Got any news from Jalopnik or Autoblog? Nothing really.
No. No, there was. I think they released some more pictures of the Sweden testing from the front of the car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was pretty.
The difference in the pictures there is that it seems like they were coming from all sorts of different sources. Usually, Jalopnik and Autoblog covers the bases on all of them,
uh-huh.
But it seems like there was some coming from different directions.
Right.
I thought it was pretty interesting. It looks. It still looks good.
Yeah.
It still looks more real.
Yeah.
You know, more.
I saw someone make a post too that they think that the Camaro is being tested up in Sault Ste. Marie.
That's a good one. I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, right here in Michigan.
Yeah.
We should take a trip.
Just up there last summer.
On Camaro Recon.
All the way up top there.
Oh, wouldn't that be sweet if we figured out where it was at and we drove up there and we, like, you know, waited until they went in to get some hot chocolate or whatever and totally swiped the cars? Oh, do you think they'd be mad?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Do you think we'd be in legal trouble?
Yeah, just a little.
Well, it'd be worth it then. What are they going to do? Yell at us?
Yeah.
Oh.
Smack us on the wrist? I don't know.
Oh, man. Hey, you guys. You know, you can't be doing that.
Oh, my God, no way.
That's right way. Oh, man. We should do a contest this summer.
Oh, yeah. We already got something to give away.
Got a few things to give away.
Yeah.
It reminds me.
Collecting them.
Yeah. lots of little and not so little Camaros to give away.
Yeah,
More about that later this summer. We usually do that in the summer. We'll probably do it. I don't know.
Start like May or something.
Something
like that.
Something like that. Whatever I feel like it. Yeah, I guess that's kind of it. I'm gonna go home and finish cleaning up after the home theater installation because we had to tear part of the house apart to get it done.
Yeah,
I got too much junk in the basement. We had to move around. Again, yeah, Mike did such a great job, man. Top notch quality. He's done some. Pro athletes' houses and stuff like that. He does good stuff.
Nice, yeah.
Definitely.
Very high quality.
Mm-hmm. Anything else from you, Chris, or are we going to wrap this up?
I think we should wrap it up.
All right. I'm out of here.
Later.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182, or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to CamaroZ28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
Hey, Chris, I just bought a brand new Camaro for $10,000 over MSRP.
Oh, bitch, you got jacked, bitch.